best regards to all people participating to European Multipolarity Conference and to Eurasiatist International Movement. It's a great pleasure as Vice President of Italian Catholic Political Movement Milizia Christi to be here, virtually speaking, of course, in this important moment of reflection and rethinking of political categories in the threats and in the problems of this millennium. A new millennium of incredible changes in geopolitics, but also in political conditions that our nations are struggling. And Italy is not a different case from this. Milizia Christi, that I am representing by not so many years, because I started just 9 years ago as a person politically involved in our movement, it's one of the most historical political organizations that want to fight for a Catholic order according to Catholic teaching in purity. In its purity and its in the total speech that is behind the idea of a true Catholic corporatism, of a true Catholic welfare, of a true Catholic solidarist and distributist project, a syndicalist project, that in quadragesimo anno, but all rerum novarum and all the knowledge, all the wisdom that comes from Catholic moral encyclicals, but also from the reflection that the fathers, the doctors of church point out in the centuries for the social problem, for the political problems. It could be boring to expose our goals, our history. It's a history of activism, of strong activism against the terrible face of new state atheism that liberalism has created and brought in Europe, that Milizia Christi fought in all these years. We had an important birthday. We were 30 years of activity last year. We have an important conventions with international members, with professors, with an important theologian, Don Mark Hausman, to understand what is Catholic political and political action and political theory. And this is what we are actually fighting for and what we want to bring in the contemporary political struggle. Multipolarity is an important element for a true Catholic politics. And in this moment where Americanism has got a strong crisis, but at the same time it's destroying
all the basement
of the foundations of natural law in our societies,
in our Western political realities. It's important
to understand that we have to be free from Americanism, not only in Europe, but also
in North America. In North America,
states, they have to understand this. But in Europe, it's something so fundamental, so important, that it would be mad to ignore this. It's not possible to have an Americanization in Europe. It's not possible to have
the idea that the
United States policy of control of the world that 6 years ago already explained perfectly. It's something that has to change. Multipolarity
is a focus of all people with good intentions that
want to touch the political ground, the common good, a concept important, you know, in
Thomistic philosophy,
important Catholic authors, apologies, Chesterton, wrote a very good thing about the common good and its importance in politics, that all modern parties,
all parliamentary parties are mirroring in this moment. And well, in this
very, very, very fundamental
common good,
we have to imagine an Europe that is free from American foreign policy, from Atlanticism and its net of lies, its net of illusions, its net of
threat to peace,
and to a right, a correct, a moral
social order.
It's so
important to
remember this for a battle for common good. Catholics have always found, there is
a sentence that I love from Pope Pius,
from Pope Leo the 13th, the Pope of Rerum Novarum, that
Catholics are born for combat, and that's true. They have
always
fight for a different
order of the world
compared to the one that in this last century
is governing, is leading the modern and more powerful country
in the world, the Anglosphere, but also the European
space now, and that a lot of countries are
trying to
overthrow, not to
for the idea of perpetual war, for idea an imperialist idea, but for changing the situation
that we're living now. Catholics always
fought for this.
Catholics fought for this and are
always fight because a liberal order couldn't
destroy
Christian
society, and that was surviving,
and in some ways it's still here,
hidden by the sinful and wrong
ideas that
liberalism leads, and as a virus, as a plague, you it it
let
grow in our world. Well, that
Christian
social order
was the first victim
of liberalist idea, and for this reason, Catholics in the last
century were the Catholic hierarchies,
the popes were
very strong voice against
this wrong order,
unipolar order that wanted
also that the Vatican, the Holy
See was in NATO. It was a proposal that arrived to Pope Pius the
12th, and that Pope
Pius the 12th refused. Well,
we have to continue that fight, because in this moment we can finish that war, that long
war with Catholics and with liberalism.
And I think that it's important what is
happening in Ukraine.
The point that also the Pope
was a voice to change
the situation, the war situation that we are living for, also
the
American interest
of balkanization of Ukraine and of the sending,
to arms
and tanks to the
Zelensky government. Well, the Pope was
against this. And it's important that from the
thing that in the international scenario, moment of
break from the Pope, we have to
remind this and to go in that direction to fight what we are
facing
in Europe now, this war among
European countries, this balkanization of Ukraine now and then Europe,
in the spirit that